Good morning on this a Tuesday. It's the 27th of April. Coming up on 5:45, and we've got a friend on the line this morning, Jason Cairns, for best 5 minutes of the day. Good morning.
Good morning.
I got tears in my eyes this morning because we're going to have to rehome our Aussie Shepherd, mini Aussie Shepherd Athena, after 2.5 years. It's just kind of reached. And the good news of it is my wife found in Minnesota an organization that they specialize in rehoming Aussie Shepherds. So that's good.
Mm. Yeah.
But it's just kind of, that's painful, right? I mean, just they capture
Absolutely.
Your heart, those dogs. You had to say goodbye to a dog in the last few months, right?
Yeah, so for those who have followed my Facebook feed, my dog Sam was one of my best friends and very deeply attached to him. And he got to the point where he was attacking our other dogs and repeatedly and would growl at Tessa, our little one. And it just became too risky and just really, really hard. And, it's not something anybody ever wants to go through. And the loss of a dog is hard regardless of how it happens.
Mm-hmm. Right. Yeah, so somewhat similar situation without getting all into the specifics on our end. But yeah, so it's kind of like we've carried on probably a year longer than maybe some would have thought. So you just keep hoping for change, and if it doesn't come. Right. So that difficulty there. So having said that, we did so appreciate prayers. We left off on Friday. We were talking about some of your authors, Jason, and so Brennan Manning, and you've got a Brennan Manning story.
Yeah, so Brennan Manning became one of my favorite authors. I was speaking at a conference in Branson, Missouri, and Brennan Manning was one of those authors I was encouraged not to read, for any of a number of reasons. And I was there, and I happened to cross the book The Furious Longing of God, and I think I got it free, and I thought, well, I'm going to give it a try. And so I started reading The Furious Longing, and I could not put it down.
Mm-hmm.
It was, Brennan Manning writes as a poet. He's just such a beautiful writer, and more importantly, his understanding of God's unbelievable grace just overwhelmed me. And so I thought, I don't quite know why people warned me against this person. And I began to read everything that I could from Brennan Manning. And he was a fairly prolific author during his time, probably best known for Ragamuffin Gospel and Abba's Child. But he just had so many good books, and they really all camp on that theme that, hey, God loves you as you are and not as you should be, because you're never going to be as you should be. And I think I've heard that on WWID once or twice. And, in fact, I was, I think, one of the people who told you, keep playing. Every day,
right.
I think, because it's so important for us to hear that. And, I went through all of his books, his memoirs, which were phenomenal, called All of Grace.
All is Grace, his final book, All is Grace.
Yep.
Yeah, right.
Yep, and it's just so good. I would encourage anybody to read Brennan.
So what do you say to the critic who I talked with in the last month who said, he's kind of where you used to be on Brennan, and that idea of God loves you as you are, not as you ought to be. And that pastor's response was that if that's what you say to people, they won't change.
I think my response to that is that's the only way we will change. Until we come to the point where we believe that we matter, that we believe that God loves us, we're not going to change, because our hearts will not change in the process. If we start from that position of changing our behavior in order to be approved, we're going to fall short every day. But when we start from that place of we are already approved, it changes how we live. And that's, I guess, how I would respond to that.
Yeah. I mean, this particular pastor, I mean, for what it's worth, and hopefully we can have continued dialogue, but he said, that when he said you have to give different messages to different people, and that he tries to use more of the law sometimes when he talks to the church, that they know better. And so I just think that he's trying to bring about some kind of behavior modification, don't you? So,
yeah, but I think Jesus was clear that it's not about behavior modification.
Yeah, right.
It's about the heart. It's about becoming more loving people.
Yeah.
And we become more loving people by knowing that we are loved.
Yeah. So there is a reckoning, again, law and gospel, but I mean, the law is the setup, 613 laws, but nobody kept that except Christ and the good news of his completed work. So anyhow, well, that's good. Your Brennan Manning story. So some great books, I have to say. Yeah, Ragamuffin Gospel, Abba's Child, kind of tugging it out between my favorite of his. So those are for sure must reads for people. So. All right, thank you, Jason, and we'll talk to you tomorrow morning here. Best 5 minutes of the day.
Spider-Man, does whatever a spider can. Spins a web any size, catches things just like
okay, this. Scientists have found a new species of spider in Miami that looks like a small, shiny black tarantula and has venom that induces painful stings just like a bee.
Well, I know where I'm not going on vacation.
Scratch Miami off the list.
It's a trip. Okay, it's called the Eumidia richmond, and it was first found by a zookeeper. So if you're a zookeeper and you are concerned by wildlife, they started taking pictures of this new spider, and it says it can live for decades in the same burrow for their entire life. I know. That's the thing about Florida, since we've started, we have a little condo down there, and it's interesting. There's so many northerners that our homeowners association has to send out these memos, and I have one pulled up on my phone where they said, alligators, please keep your distance. Alligators do not know the difference between your pet and food in the wild.
Okay.
Wow.
And you always feel bad when you see those, like, missing Sparky. He's an 11-year-old puppy. You know, it's just really sad because when you are down in Florida, there's no winter to kill off anything. Things just get bigger and bigger and bigger. Scary.
Another reason to be joyful despite frigid temperatures here in Wisconsin, because creepy crawly things don't survive that long.
No, they don't.
Midwest winter.
And it's interesting about this particular spider. They talk about the fact that with legs extended, the male about 1 inch wide, the female estimated to be 2 to 3 times larger.
Oh, dear.
Okay. And honestly, we all try to indoctrinate ourselves with Charlotte's Web. Like, oh, Charlotte was a nice spider and she tried to help things. But when you come across something that's like shiny and looks like a tarantula.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
I don't know. It's like Charlotte's evil cousin.
You would rather that the spider is just unseen. The name
That's
of this
right.
song from After Grace on the Whip Wake Up
one.
Show. 41 degrees. Good morning. First of all, I got to say, I'm privileged to work with both of you guys, and it's really stuck out to me.
This I was just about to say, you are.
This is a
no, right back at
this is
ya.
But real briefly as an intro to this next tune, because during the Wisconsin's biggest tip jar and the week that unfolded, Caleb, you worked so hard in the videos. And there was one particular time where I was watching the video, and I think I passed this on, and I think maybe it felt uncomfortable as a compliment, Caleb. But I saw Jesus in you as you just were out there pouring yourself out and blessing people with the donations, not only from businesses, but also from so many of the WIB listeners. And I know we're so grateful. And our family's going through a difficult time with one of our dogs right now, and we may have to part with her. And Susan, you stepped up. I mean, in the studio, I was sharing this off air yesterday, and then even we found, just some difficult times. But you stepped up toward my wife and I yesterday. And it's just been on my heart and my mind, and this feels vulnerable, but just I feel like I see Jesus in you guys, reminding me of this tune from Bruce Carroll, Who Will Be Jesus, on a Tuesday morning, the WIB Wake Up Show.
Thank you,
Mark. WWIB. And, you know, we do have the generational divide. We have Susan and I are, let's just say, the older members of the show.
Seasoned.
Let's just say I get mail and, from AARP.
Caleb, it reminded me, as my niece turned 34 last week, it gave me a new reminder that that's what Caleb's going to turn. So I'm like doing the
less
show.
Less than a month away now.
And so we go into this, I do this emotional lead into the tune, and Caleb's question in the studio is, who's Bruce Carroll? So, you know, it's just sort of, I'm like, he's an artist we used to play a lot more of back in the day.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Thomas. Happy birthday to you. Happy second birthday to my wonderful, our wonderful son, Thomas, today. Today he turns 2 years old, and both mommy and daddy and all his grandpas and grandpas, grandmas and grandpas are all very proud of him. Thank you very much. Happy birthday, Thomas.
All right. It is 43 degrees, WWIB, and what is our golden rule, Susan?
Well, a recent discussion on Reddit asked people, what is your golden rule? Of course, the traditional golden rule is what, Mark?
Matthew 7:12, in everything, do unto others as you'd have others do unto you.
It's hard to beat. But other people, and these are very good, people have written what their golden rules are. And I would just add, my golden rule is, always be willing to say, I could be wrong. I could be wrong about this.
That's a good one.
Sure. Caleb, so these are like kind of words of wisdom, right?
Right.
So.
They're words of wisdom. And the first one we have is knock before opening any closed doors.
Aha. Smart.
So okay. Wise. Or how about this one is very good for me. Don't base long-term decisions on short-term emotions.
There's a lot of wisdom in that one.
Yeah. But when I have those emotions, I think, I'm always going to feel this way. But I never do.
When you cool down.
This next one is definitely good to remember. Under-promise and over-deliver.
Yes.
How often can we all fall into the other trap where maybe you've been on the receiving end of some under-promise?
Honestly, yes. That's one of my golden rules, so to speak, for our advertising sales team here at the station is hey, we always want to go above and beyond what we promise.
Nice.
So.
Okay, how about have more than you show, speak less than you know?
Uh-huh.
Okay, I like that one because what is that old saying? It's better to be quiet in thought an idiot than to speak and remove all doubt.
That's Mark Twain.
Yeah.
Yes. Another word of wisdom here. You can always learn something from anyone. Be
that
teachable.
So true.
Uh-huh. Never assume someone is as smart as you. Never assume that you are smarter than anyone.
I like it. And then this is a tough one. Always be on time. My dad trained us. Always be on time because you're stealing someone's time when you're not on time.
So it's really about respecting others, too. It's not just, you know, oh, well, if I'm on time, I might, you know, miss. If I'm not on time, I might miss something. But it's about valuing others above yourself.
Yes.
I do like this final one. Here from Reddit. Again, they're talking about golden rules or words to live by, words of wisdom. Be the person your dog thinks you are.
Aww.
Right?
Well, I always have treats on me, so I'm feeling that one right now.
There we go.
Well, some of our WIB listeners picking up on the idea, what's their golden rule? Vicky had chimed in.
She did, yeah, on the WIB listener line at 715-396-1670. Vicky says, again, her golden rule or words to live by, if it's yours, take care of it. If it's not yours, take better care of it.
So good. I like that.
Also, John in his own voice this morning.
For those who understand, no explanation is necessary. For those who do not understand, no explanation will suffice.
Hmm. It sounds like our modern culture trying to communicate right
there.
It sure does.
Definitely.
All right, so we do birthdays around 6:20 weekday mornings here on the WIB Wake Up Show before my two co-hosts join the program. And it just so happens somebody who was very successful in TV, Jack Klugman, born on this day in 1922, best known for his work on the TV show The Odd Couple and Quincy. I'm sure you remember both of those shows.
I absolutely love The Odd Couple.
Right.
Oscar, the really messy guy, had to be roommates with Felix, the pristine neatnik.
Which was Tony Randall. So that was preceded by the movie. So, you're not even familiar with The Odd Couple show, Caleb?
He's so young.
I know I've heard this theme before.
This concept, yeah. So here's, like, the movie was like late 60s. Walter Matthau played the messy sports writer, Oscar Madison.
Yes.
And then Jack Lemmon played the neatnik, who was Felix Unger.
That's right.
And so this idea of, I think they're both divorced and then living together.
Right.
And so the idea of having a messy and a clean, and I think they've probably tried this with female characters. I'm just not, it's not coming to mind for me.
I don't recall, because
it would be a good concept to try to.
Well, it would be clean and cleaner for most females.
But that's another thing. That's a whole other subject if you go down in terms of women living together, like in college. Yeah. There's all sorts of challenges with that.
Oh, tell
I've
me about it.
I've heard the stories. I've heard that maybe you've lived it. But I just wondered, and then the TV show was, yes, this was Jack Klugman playing the messy sports writer, and then Tony Randall. So I wondered, in today's world, who would you cast as the messy, and who would be the clean?
Well, the first person I thought of was Jack Black. For the messy guy.
Okay.
Sure.
Or, I don't know. See, I'm not super young, so who would you pick, Caleb?
For the messy? Man.
And I think...
I think Chris Pratt would do a really great job.
Okay.
I think he would do a great job.
Yes. And for the neat one, I would say, like, Zac Efron. He's usually looking really pristine and great.
Maybe it's just because I've watched a couple movies of his recently, but Idris Elba.
Oh, yeah.
I could totally see him being the neat.
Yeah, Jack Black and Idris Elba.
What about Sandler? What about Sandler as a messy?
Oh, he would be brilliant.
He'd be totally messy.
Have you thought about getting into directing,
his movies,
Mark?
His movies in general have kind of spiraled down.
Yeah, somewhat. I like it.
So, I don't know. How about the clean?
Oh, the clean. Yeah, so I think Idris Elba would be great. Who else is, like, really well-groomed and fantastic?
How about from Big Bang Theory, the guy who was the intellectual on Big Bang Theory?
Oh.
Sheldon?
Yeah.
I could see that working as well.
Yeah.
Okay. Any producers out there, you want us to write a screenplay, I think we will redo it for this century.
May he rest in peace, but can you think how great Robin Williams would have been in this role? I miss seeing his films very much.
I do, too.
A comedic genius.
Yeah. What a gift. So, yeah, he was amazing.
Hmm. All right, anyhow, just...
Well, there you go. If you have opinions, who might we have missed?
With that one
today. 396-1670.
I will have to look and see if they've done, like, a female take on
The
Odd Couple.